40 Days of Words, Day 1, The Words We Say. As we begin a new series today, I'm calling it The 40 Days of Words. Today, the world's population is estimated to be about 8 billion people, and the population of the United States about 350 million. There's one thing that all 8 billion people have in common. We use words to communicate. Interestingly, the Oxford English Dictionary contains approximately 600,000 words, so there are an abundance of words to use. An additional factoid, the average 60-year-old American knows about 48,000 words. I wanted to share these stats as we begin this series I'm calling 40 Days of Words. Now, I don't know every person who reads or listens to these devotionals, but there is one thing I'm pretty sure of. You are where you are in life, at least partially, because of the words you've spoken. Kind words, angry words, inquisitive words, and on and on. Most people don't consider this as a fact, but sociologists show it is. As you read and reflect, I'm hoping that these verses and thoughts will make a positive difference in the words you say. Day 1, Psalm 19, verse 14 says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Hi, this is Jim Brown. We've all done it, some of us more than others, but we've all done it. We've said something and immediately, or soon thereafter, regretted having said what we did. In times like those, you only wished you could hit a repeat or a do-over button. I remember playing basketball as a little kid. Sometimes you asked for a do-over because the shot was so bad. Our words matter. It may not seem like that at times, but they do. But even more than what others may think of what we say, the Lord cares about what we say. Are our words encouraging, enlightening, inspiring, uplifting, soothing, instructive, guiding? Are our words condemning, or are they critical, or hurtful, or insulting? You see, the Lord makes it clear that our words need to be acceptable in His sight. He is our strength. He is our Redeemer. And, since we're all made in the image of God, what we say to other image bearers matters. My prayer, Lord, help me with this never-ending battle of keeping my words and my thoughts pleasing and acceptable in Your sight. I need Your help every day. Amen.